Cool. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I did write down some, you know, what got you into what you're doing. So you've started at the right point, really, Richard.
All right. It's probably best if I backtrack a little bit. Right?
Yeah. Go on.
I was about to go off to university.
Okay. So what age are we at this?
We're talking 18.
Okay.
Something right. Like that. 17, 18, whatever age.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had all my place and everything. And
which university were you looking at?
I can't remember. Okay. Because I didn't go.
Right, okay.
My parents were mortified when I announced that I joined a rock band instead.
Oh dear. Okay.
Which I did do.
Right.
And one way or another, I spent the next 18, 20 years earning my living as a musician.
Okay, playing a...
I was a bass player.
Right.
Basically, but I did loads of studio work. For instance, I played banjo on the Kentucky Fried Chicken TV commercial. You know, it was as varied as that, you know.
Okay.
And for a good part of that, my hobby was diving.
Okay.
Some of the time I spent in rock bands.
What was the name of the band, by the way?
Ah, now here you go. This will test you.
God.
I had lots of different rock bands and folk rock bands, and they were signed to all different labels and everything. But the band I had most success with was called the Kurzel Flyers. Alright?
Okay.
And we had a top 10 hit in 1976.
Called
Little Does She Know.
Okay.
Anyway,
but in the meantime, your hobby was diving.
My hobby was diving. I got heartily cheesed off in the music business, not music, but the music business.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call one day saying, did I want to do a month's work playing guitar in a duo, working 5 hours a night, 6 days a week, in cellar clubs in Oslo.
Okay.
And it sounded just right. No music business, plenty of blood, sweat and tears. Which is what I did.
Right.
I liked it. I stayed another month.
Right.
Eventually ground to a halt in Oslo. Wasn't too enthusiastic about what I was doing, but the money was good and I got to go diving every day. I was at the local diving business and the boss came in and said, oh, we're short of a staff diver. Do you want the job? And I said, no, I'm a musician. This is a hobby. And he went out and I sat there and I thought, Richard, you've been moaning and groaning about getting out of the music business for donkey's years, and someone just walked in and offered you a job. Like, just a minute, sir. So I became a diver for a living.
Right, as simple as that. That's how that was the turn of events. Mm.
Now, the reason that I'm going back through the whole music bit is one of the questions that I'm frequently asked about my role in diving was, how did you get into the television business? Because I haven't done anything except filmmaking for the last 18 years. And I hate it when people say this to me when they ask me, when I ask them a question. Ah, that's the wrong question. Right? But it really is the wrong question. How did you get into the telly business? Because every professional diver on the planet has rubbed shoulders with the television and film business. As a standby diver or whatever.
Right.
You know? First big film I did was with Charles Dance.
Okay.
Good eye, put a dive team together to work in a river.
Right.
Yeah, I can do that.
And what was the film?
It was called Firstborn. And I walked onto the set and there was a director throwing a wobbly. There were lights, there were lovies everywhere, and it was like being transported back to Top of the Pops and all the rest of it in one hit.
Okay.
You know? So all of a sudden, I found something that I was good at and I enjoyed doing, and it was in an environment in which I'd grown up.
Okay. So it's a kind of perfect storm in a way. Right?
It was, you know. So the question is, all right, you bumped into diving, into films when you were diving. how did you stay in it? And the reason I stayed in it, because that's what I grew up. All my formative years were with directors throwing wobblies and recording studios and television sets and everything. And all of a sudden, I was plunked back into it.
Right.
And the other thing that I realised at that point was the thing I'd been missing in diving. It was creativity.
Okay.
All right, because I was a songwriter, written.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Putting records together and things like that.
So have you written your own songs?
Oh,
that, so that's the creativity there?
Yeah, loads of them.
Right.
I got a royalty statement yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Had a minor hit. Remember the old Merseybeat group, Searchers? Probably not. They were pretty big in the Beatles days.
Okay.
Had a minor hit with them in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah. So it sort of satisfied everything. Yeah?
Okay.
That's
the holy grail of work, isn't it? To do what you love and get paid for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you found that.
Yeah, and when I look back, and when people spent 7 weeks up the Amazon getting paid really well for doing it. How many people have been to Mexico 8-9 times in a year?
Yeah, not many. Maybe once in
getting
a lifetime.
Really paid with it, I did get dengue fever in Mexico.
Did you? Mm. Oh, that's not a good thing to get.
Not a good thing, no. So it was brilliant.